Ron Fairley, first baseman for the Dodgers, will lead off. He struck out swinging in the second inning. And here's Bob Bruce with the rock back on the mound. The pitch, and it's in there for strike call. Tony Vinzon calling him back to the plate today. An almost unbelievable finish here, believe me, in this National League this season. We've had some great and exciting finishes, haven't we? But this is going to top them all, it looks like. There's a drive bounding down to Bond. He doesn't come up with it. It was down just between his shoes and an error Bond. He just had to make a couple of three little strides to his right, and it was going to pump it underhand over to Bruce covering it first, I suppose, but he did not come up with the ball, looked back, and couldn't fetch it in time.
Second baseman, number 29, Nate Oliver.
So there's the first error of the ball game, and the lead batter is on, Fairley at first, and here is Nate Oliver. Oliver, on a question play there at second base, was first chalked up as an error, and then later reversed, scored as a base hit on the infield, with Casco driving back hard to his right on a bounder that in his backhanded try went off of the glove and skipped up high off the shoulder. Here's the bunt off to the right side, and Bond will go back to Morgan at first base covering. The sacrifice is okay. So with a man at second now, Fairley sacrificed along. It's one out, and Bart Shirley is the batter. Shirley was hitting at a clip of 306 coming into the ball game. He's dropped to 297. Of course, has not been up very many times. 37 times at bat and has 11 hits. Right in batter. Bart Shirley out of the University of Texas and received an award as the minor league Texas ball player who most likely to succeed as a major leaguer. And here he is being given a good try by the Los Angeles Dodgers, the defending world champions. Bob Bruce looks in there. Runner at second. No score, but the Dodgers threaten here with one out. And a pitch. In tight. Ball one. Will Bob sort of pitch around him a little bit? And Bruce, with the pressure on, the infield, of course, having to be concerned with the batter. With no one on at first base, one out, the runner leads off at second, a pitch, and it swung on, hit deep into left center field. Wynn goes back. Wynn fading way back there. He's under it, and he grabs it off for the putout. Jimmy got a good jump on the ball at the crack of the bat and made it look relatively easy. But, of course, you got to make that play any day, all the way in the big leagues. And here's Don Drysdale with two men out. Drysdale bounced 5-3 his first time up. So now Cincinnati has won 90 games and lost 66, and Philadelphia has won 90 games and lost 67. Cincinnati is on its way to another victory in a double dip up at Shea Stadium in New York today. The wind is blowing straight in right at the moment, as indicated by the flags in center field. And the pitch to Drysdale is high. Ball one. That's right. If you were not tuned in, we gave that final score. Milwaukee clobbered Philadelphia 14-8. Collison got three homers, all in vain. Bruce gave him his fastball. He turned it loose on him. Ball one and strike one. We'll have a few sprinkles, and we'll tiptoe around and through this one today. Weatherman's being real nice to us today. We had some very ominous clouds out there, growling and noising it up. There's the ball going on past the mitt of Grody on a high fastball delivery, and advancing to third, Ron Fairley. Call it a wild pitch. Wild pitch, Bruce. Fairly advancing to third. The count goes ball two and strike one with two out. No score in the ballgame. Drysdale, batting average of 178. Drysdale is one real fine competitor and a good attitude, of course. But to a great extent, that is a part of success in this game of baseball. The pitch, and it drops low and away. Breaking stuff, sliding off. It appeared ball three and strike one. Just a few more raindrops But not too many people stirring right at this moment. A lot of umbrellas out, though. Bob Bruce ready. And the pitch. Swung on and popped foul. It's going to be out of play. Clearing the wire straight back. The full count to Don Drysdale. One thing about Drysdale, he just keeps improving on his pitching record every year. He's better on the record right now as of the starting assignment today than he was last year. The pitch. And it missed high. Ball four. And Bruce has given up a base on balls to Don Drysdale. The first free ticket off of Bob Bruce today. 32 bases on balls for the season.
Number 44, Dick Krasuski.
Dick Krasuski, the shortstop, who has one of the two hits allowed by Bob Bruce, is the batter. The right-hand batter is Krasuski, and he has a .252 batting average. Nothing and nothing now with runners at third and first. Two men are out. Time, Krasuski goes over to the rosin bag, and while he does that, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Colt 45's Baseball Network. Krasuski back in there. Bob Bruce giving up the first walk in 14 innings to Drysdale, who leads off at first. Fairly at third. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Bruce over the top and powering right through with a follow-through on that delivery. Krasuski popped a short after his single, so he's one for two today. Dick has been up there 290 times officially for the year. And Bruce brings on the pitch. Chain swung on, hit foul. A bouncer down past third. Not too much foul, just a foot or two. And it's 0-2. Strike two is the count. Bruce with a new baseball. Well, this is it. The final game for the Colt 45s here at Colt Stadium. A regularly scheduled game because next year we'll be moving to the fabulous new home at the Dome Stadium. Well, Ernie Banks has just ripped one with three men on. A homer, a grand slam for Ernie Banks in the fifth inning. Pitch swung on, hit down to the left side to short. Ground ball scooped up by Casco. Flips it to Morgan. Force play on Drysdale. A nice play. But you got to make that one. No runs, no hits, and two left on. There was one error. We move into the last of the fifth inning. It's Houston nothing and Los Angeles nothing.